It's the week that was on the K92 morning thing.
Boy, I tell you what, when you have to work full weeks, they seem longer than short weeks.
They
sure do.
Like, yeah. They have extra days in it.
Correct.
Yeah. It's like this week Antoine had two more days in it and stuff.
Just weird.
But it really wasn't that bad. I was saying that to Antoine earlier, Monica, where even though we had a short week last week, and this a lot of times when mm-hmm. if you're on vacation, you take a couple days off and then you come back, boy, that next week feels like the longest week in the history of time.
It's a struggle at times. At moments, it's a struggle.
And we had a lot going on. So, you know, we count down the top three moments of the week. And last week, I mean, it was also a short week, but I had four to decide from.
Yeah.
To count down the three. This time I have, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 moments to count down.
We had to make up for last week.
We could do a top 10 list and just do this all the way till 10 o'clock and then leave and just do it that way.
Why don't we do that?
Okay, here we go. Number 10. No. Let's just start doing recap shows on Friday. Yeah. Oh my God, people would be livid. But you know what? We'd be driving.
Previously on your thing.
Yesterday, 1 hour ago, 12 seconds later. The week that was here on the thing, there was a lot going on, and there's a little bit of everybody in here because we learn different things about different people. We learn shocking things about different people, and we also learn sort of embarrassing but adorable things about different people too. Like Monica, I have learned that not only are me and Antoine best friends now because we hang out and, you know, we spend so much time together. We spend more time together than with anybody else.
Right.
Not only are we best friends, but Antoine has kind of moved into fanboy status with me because he straight up adores me. If you missed it, I made a heroic display in public. I had to put out a tiny mulch fire at a shopping center in Roanoke. But Antoine was just, boy, he was just fanboying.
You are really milking this hero thing, huh?
I didn't say anything. You're the one who just said hero. I brought up nothing. I don't know what you're talking about. No clue.
You didn't. Okay. You see what's happening, Monica?
Yeah.
I see what you see, Monica, because you're not in the studio. You can't fully see what's happening. I mean, you can maybe sense what's happening, but I can see it in his eyes. Fanboy. That's what we have here.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of cute.
Monica, I know you don't believe a single word that this young gentleman is saying.
I can't really hear that sparkle.
Oh, I don't know.
I can't hear it.
He's trying to hold it back. Oh, you should see this grin he's got right now.
I am laughing now.
Yep. That's my boy right there.
You are no superhero, Zach.
Yes, I am. And I figured out the pairing, too. I told him, Monica, he didn't like it. I said, it's like I'm Lego Batman Lego Batman. I'm not regular Batman.
Uh-huh.
I'm emotionally weak and disturbed Lego Batman. And Antoine is very overly energetic Lego Robin, for sure.
Okay, I'm just bouncing all over the place.
Oh, Batman and Robin.
Uh-huh. Lego Batman.
But it has to be the Lego one.
Lego
it
Batman. Lego yes, one. To be very clear. Now I'm just waiting for the day that Antoine rips off his basketball warm-up pants and he's got Robin's outfit underneath. That is so going to happen. We got to get a bike. Let's get a bike together. Motorcycle, sidecar, that whole thing.
No.
Yeah.
That's so funny. I thought you meant like a tandem bike. I was like, absolutely not.
Well, if we're going to start somewhere, we can do that.
Unicycle.
You know what we'll do? A unicycle. I was thinking instead of a tandem bike, we'll get one of those bikes where you get to sit in the basket in the back under the flag.
Oh, good gracious.
You know, you're my man, Lego Robin.
All right.
Top moment number two here on the thing. We have been doing this goofy thing called sing your last text.
Yes.
And it is goofy. There is no doubt. So if you would like us to try to sing your last text, you just text us the last thing you sent to anybody. Put it in quotes, name and town so we can shout you out. And then we each randomly pick one and try to sing a song. And I had to sing a song about a guy named Todd who could no longer eat cheese the way he used to. That
so
was the
sad.
Text. I can no longer eat cheese the way I used to. Such a sad song. So we had to sing out Todd's sadness. I can no longer eat cheese like I used to. That's the text. And now the story. I'm lactose intolerant and then I go poo-poo. Where do I go now? In the store. Low-fat cheese tastes like the floor. I don't wanna eat that trash. I no longer eat cheese. I'm on my knees. Something to me, I no longer eat cheese. cheese. I'd rather have fleas. I just want to freeze. It's the worst day of my life. I can no longer eat cheese. My name is Todd. I know that's odd, but that's what my mama done gave to me. And an allergy to cheese.
Woo!
Sing your last text. You can participate. And Monica, you didn't see this because you're broadcasting from the she shed, but after that performance, Antoine asked me for my autograph. I thought that was interesting.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Monica, don't you play along. Oh. Do not play along with this.
Though. On his chest, which I, again, found even weirder.
Oh, that's another level.
He's like, an autograph my boo.
What is going on in that
studio? I think he was
going
to get, you know, they get the tattoo of the autograph. I think that's what he's going to do. Yeah, exactly. Top moment of the week. I mean, of course, it was the shocking reveal from Monica. This is something that she has disliked her entire life. If you listen to this show for longer than 6 minutes, you know that Monica Brooks hates ranch dressing. She thinks it's the abomination to food. It's the abomination to white stuff. I mean, it is. She says she still hates it, but you had your very first run-in with ranch dressing where you didn't entirely hate it.
I look at blue cheese, like the actual block of blue cheese.
Sure. She was trying to get blue cheese dressing and goes to the store and realizes they don't have any. So this is her first choice is, I have a block of blue cheese. What will I do with it? Here we go.
And I'm like, can I just like, you know, put it out in the heat and let it melt into a dressing? I can't believe I'm doing this, but I'm about to buy some organic ranch.
Oh, you shut up right now. You stop
dressing.
Talking.
Oh, wow.
And you thought it tasted...
I could tolerate it.
I'm out. All right, I'm out. I quit. I'll see you.
Wow.
It's tolerable. And
you've spent your career bashing ranch.
How could you?
Are you kidnapped? Is this a thing where this is a whole storyline and we didn't know that Monica's being held captive? Are you okay?
Well, yeah.
Well, I mean, she's going to say she's okay.
I think I'm okay.
Oh, my God. I can't believe this.
I'm being held hostage by the children. My children.
No, you're being held hostage by the senior class of Hidden Valley. The ranch people have finally come and
they got their revenge.
That's how it starts, Monica. Telling you. Starts with something you didn't quite hate it. And then you start thinking about it. It's how I started eating sour cream. I should point that out. And that's a very similar, again, we're dealing in white stuff here. And I never liked sour cream. And then I tried it one time on a taco. And even as I ate it, I thought, well, this isn't horrible. I mean, I don't really like it or anything, but it'll be fine. And then later I found myself thinking, my, that was kind of cool and refreshing on my taco. Maybe I should do that again next time.
I am willing to bet Monica is going to have ranch this weekend. At some point this weekend,
oh no,
you're going to have ranch. I feel it in my soul.
Let's see what's going on. I do think she'll have it again sometime soon and not hate it again.
Oh, yeah. And I think it's going to be this weekend. It's going to be this weekend.